AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of war crimes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Zelensky says Russians have killed, tortured, raped civilians in Bucha and elsewhere. And in a remote address to the UN Security Council through an interpreter, called for justice.
Anyone who has given criminal orders and carried out them by killing our people will be brought before the tribunal, which should be similar to the Nuremberg tribunals,
which were convened after World War II. A U.S. official says Washington and European allies are set to retaliate for the war crimes with stiff new sanctions, including a ban on investments in Russia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports the Ukrainian military says Russian forces are preparing for a new attack.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's government is pouring soldiers into Ukraine's east to gain control of the industrial heartland known as the Donbas. The Ukrainian General's staff says Putin's forces are focused on seizing the cities in two regions controlled by Russian-backed separatists and the Black Sea port of Mariupol.
In other news, the Biden administration is planning to extend the freeze on federal student loan payments through August 31st. They had been scheduled to resume May 1st after being halted since early in the coronavirus pandemic. And Ivanka Trump is scheduled to testify before the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. That's according to three people familiar with the matter. The committee has been trying to secure an interview with her since January. Lawmakers have said they want to discuss what she knew about her father's efforts to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to reject the results of the 2020 election. This is AP News. In Sacramento, California, a second suspect has been arrested on weapons charges in connection with Sunday's mass shooting that killed six. The suspect is the brother of the first man arrested, but neither has been charged with homicide at this point. That shooting is spurring efforts to try a new way to deter illegal weapons. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Democratic State Senator Robert Hertzberg takes the first step Tuesday to advance a bill allowing private citizens to sue anyone who distributes illegal assault weapons or ghost guns. The penalty is at least $10,000 in civil damages plus attorney's fees. But the bill would not bar anyone from possessing or using the weapons, though they're illegal under other laws, and it would not include stolen weapons unless they are otherwise made illegal. Opponents say it's an absurd tit-for-tat with Texas over a law there allowing citizens to sue those providing or assisting in abortions. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.